Who moved my cheese? There's a novel that you should read that, and that the story is mind-blowing. There are two rats, there are two humans, and they are just equal to those rats, right? And what happens, I'll not take the particular name, I'll just share with you that those two rats were there and they were also there, and those two humans were also there. They were the equal there in their heights. And there was a station, there was a particular station, and that was filled of cheese. Those rats were going outside for daily running, and they were checking out how much cheese is left to be empty. And these two guys were totally dependent on the cheese, that yes, it is already filled over there and we can survive for the whole life. And they did not go to outside. Then happened what? One day all the cheese were left, now the place was empty, and those rats and walked out to the next station, and they found the another new cheese station, right? The full of the cheese. And these guys, these two humans, what they were going outside and they were looking at the place where the cheese station was empty, and now they were having some trouble. Now they were criticizing and complaining, who moved my cheese? Where all those cheese has gone? My dear friends, let me tell you one thing over here. If you are eating something on a regular basis and you are not putting effort to make it something multiply, nothing is going to happen. It will be vanished one day, right? So let's come to the next topic. What happened? Now the particular human A was there. What did he say? He said that I want the same thing happen over and over again. And another buddy was B was there. He was saying that I think we shall go out and check the next station where all those two rats have gone. And then one of them, the B buddy, went outside and he checked out that okay, this is the way that I have to go. What if I forget the way? So he did something remarkable over there. He just jotted down something on the walls where he was going by, and then he found something outstanding. He found the full of cheese station, right? And then he was having some cheese over there, and he returned back to the human A, and he told him that let's move out and we'll find a full of next new station that will be full of cheese. But the human A was there, he was like, no, I want the old stuff to be here. I want all the stuff should be in the same manner as it was. But trust me, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. This guy, the human B, moved out to the station C, and he found a lot of cheese over there. And he was thinking, what if the guy A would have also been here with me? He would have also enjoying this place, this moment right now. So my dear friends, just wanted to tell you that if you are already criticizing and complaining about the things, that why did it change, why the things are not happening, I just want old things to happen over and over again. My dear friends, let me tell you, nothing is going to happen. You gotta understand that there will be changes, there will be certain changes in your life that you have to accept and move on for the next things. The opportunity is coming your way, next opportunity. You gotta move for that. You can't control whatever happening naturally, but you can manage that. You can handle that. So always remember, you gotta accept the change and you gotta flaunt that way.